Got it, Rex. Yeah, good yourself. You police seized? Oh, has the layer come apart? Yeah, happens sometimes. Yeah, right. All good. I'll order one for you. Nah, easy. That's all right, we've got them here anyway. If you've got them, we'll just fit your ones. That's easy. Nah, fair enough. Yeah, Hell does a few different colors. All the Goodridge ones are just silver. Yeah, why not if you can? Nah, that's easy. Nah, we just need to pull all the belts off, and then it's probably about half an hour worth of work. All good, easy. So just to confirm, you're saying so the harmonic balance in the middle is still attached, but then the outside it rotates, yeah? Yeah, but it's just the outside layer. The middle's still solid, yeah? Does that make sense? Yeah, nah, easy. That's pretty normal. Yeah, it's like a glue-lined rubber thing. Probably is, yeah. No, all good, easy. I'll see if I can get you a brand new one. Otherwise, we'll probably have a second Andy here for you. You can get an ATI dampener, which is like a fluid fill. Sorry, those ones have elastomer bands in them. So that's for like race engines and that sort of thing. So we can put one on your car if you like. They're just quite expensive. They're, I think, $800 or $900 for one. Yeah, I think the OEM ones are a couple hundred bucks. They're quite expensive. Yeah, the OEM ones are pretty decent. For anything that's like a reasonable power level, I'd say, up to 300 kilowatts. No, they're actually heavier. Yeah, they're heavier, but they are better at absorbing all the harmonics. So they're designed to absorb all the harmonics, whereas the factory ones, they're designed to do that, but to, a certain level without spending crazy amounts of money on them. Yep, definitely. No. You'll notice zero difference. It'll be just engine sort of longevity, if that makes sense. If you're spending big bucks on like a race motor or like a nice, forge motor, I'd be saying 100% if you're gonna spend money, spend more and get the dampener. Otherwise, a stock car is not gonna die from a stock dampener. Like anything, we've run these stock dampers up to like, 300, 350 kilowatts, and the cars have been fine. Nah, all good. Yep, 100%. I'll get that on order for I probably wouldn't, in case it decides to shoot the dampener off the front and, send it out the bonnet or something crazy. Yeah, because they'll be spinning quite fast and they're quite heavy. It'll do some serious damage, yeah. Nah. How far are you driving from? Oh, fuck. Maybe send it on a truck. Maybe the safer option, just in case it does decide to let go on the way here. And then you're spending a lot more than just a dampener and a tow. Yeah, perfect. Just get them to send it over. Yeah, I'd be definitely sending it on a truck instead of risking the dampener flying off the thing. Up to you, whenever you want. Nah, send it on Friday if you like. Yeah, done. Perfect. All good. Nah, easy. Yes, so we have the guy that we use is actually the Nitron dealer. I probably told you that last time, didn't we? Yes, so he's an engineer. So he does all our trackside engineering stuff. So you can either speak to him or Alec. They're both great with that side of stuff. Alec knows a lot more than you probably expect. Nah, it's they're not stupid questions, but we're gonna answer most questions. Nah, it doesn't matter. Nah, all good. I'll have a chat with Al and I'll tell him that you're interested in some nitrons, and then I'll get him to talk to Rob, who's the nitron guy, and then we'll work out what to do from there. And yeah, we'll get them to chat and work out what option's best for Yep, all good. That's right. No, fair enough. All good. I'll let Al know, and then I'll get him and Rob to have a chat. Obviously, not to order him, but just to see what's best option for you. Yeah, exactly. And then worst case, you might just have to come in and have a chat with Al in person. Yeah, when you come grab it. Yeah, done. Easy. Yeah, perfect. Easy done. All good. Thanks. See ya.